One-on-one conversations produced by StoryCorps have been making Americans tear up while listening to public radio since 2005. But a new project called One Small Step aims to help people from different political backgrounds have civil conversations at a time when divisiveness has grown in our country. Trinity College in Hartford is the first higher ed institution to partner with StoryCorps on One Small Step. Two Trinity students who sat down for a StoryCorps interview are here with me now in studio. I want to welcome Bettina King-Smith. She's a sophomore at Trinity College in Hartford. Bettina, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
And here with us in studio also is Nick Engstrom, who's a freshman at Trinity. Nick, welcome to Where We Live.
Thank you.
So I'll start with you, Bettina. How did you hear about this StoryCorps One Small Step initiative?
The school sent us, this email, asked us to fill out some information, and then they said, show up at this date and this time, and you're going to have a conversation with somebody who has different political beliefs than you. It was really very simple, and it was a very interesting experience.
What about you, Nick? You got the same email?
Yeah, similarly. I think we got an email from the president. I think she sent out an email over the summer about this initiative, and it caught my interest because I've always been interested in politics and, talking to people. So I filled out the survey, and then, from there, it just, went on. And then mid-October, I sat down, and it happened.
You mentioned that you're interested in politics, and Bettina, you just thought that the idea was interesting. But besides this actual opportunity to talk to someone who may have different political beliefs, have you ever had that kind of conversation on campus before?
Yeah, I think I feel like there aren't very many opportunities to talk about politics on campus. I just don't know where the right forum would be to do that. And so that's why I signed up for this experience. It was just an opportunity that I hadn't seen before.
What about you, Nick?
Yeah, I would agree. Definitely coming onto this campus, I was a little surprised with, some of the lack of political dialogue here. There's just, not sometimes a lot of great opportunities to have political discussions. And it seems I would think walking into college, people would be very interested in politics. But it seems like here, there's not a lot of political debate happening at Trinity. So I thought that this opportunity was really great to take advantage of.
I understand that you're a freshman, Nick. So tell us about your upbringing. And when you were in high school, did you feel like you had more opportunity to discuss politics?
So I grew up in Swampscott, Massachusetts, which is a little bit north of Boston. And I've always had an interest in politics since I was about 8. And I've always been interested in just talking to people about it and mostly just kind of getting their perspectives as well. I'm from a pretty kind of Republican family, but, we're all been raised in the Northeast and in Massachusetts. So we're definitely more, moderates on a lot of issues. So I just think talking to people, hearing their perspectives has always interested me. I've always loved studying it. So I thought that this opportunity to have a conversation with someone that I didn't know would just be a really fascinating opportunity to experience.
Do you feel like your parents' values helped shape your political beliefs today, or did you pull it from somewhere else?
It's probably a combination of all of it. I definitely, growing up with family members that you have the same political beliefs as, obviously that's going to have an influence on what you think. But I've also done a lot of research on my own. I've just always found politics fascinating. So I've always just kind of Googled things, read articles, watched, all different types of news. So I definitely think some of my beliefs are definitely my own.
Bettina, you're from California, which has a reputation for being more progressive and more liberal. So I'm curious about your upbringing and how often you were able to be involved or engaged with politics growing up.
Yeah, so I would say that the environment is fairly liberal in California. And so there's generally a lot of agreement, I'd say, among my friends and family about, broad political issues. So coming to a place where there is not the same amount of unity about what people's political beliefs and talking to people across the line is really something that interests me, because you don't really get that opportunity elsewhere.
You're both familiar with the discourse in our country today, and often if someone has different political views, it's hard to have a conversation with them. Social media plays a fact in that. I'm just curious, when both of you said that you were interested in doing this StoryCorps conversation, did you have any hesitancy about sitting across from someone having a conversation about politics because it's so divisive, Bettina?
Yeah, it just, when you think about people on the quote-unquote the other side, it's there are people that you can't reason with, but that's not really true. It feels like there are people that you can't reason, but they're just people and they care about this country and they want what's best for it. And that's what's most important.
Mm. Nick, were you nervous to sit in front of a microphone having a conversation with someone you may not know?
Yeah, I definitely felt a little hesitant at first, but I also thought that, you know, the opportunity itself would just be an interesting experience. And I definitely think that, you know, like we all have different beliefs. And I think it's just true, just like, you know, for years, we all had different beliefs and we all got along civilly. So I think that, you know, this is just like a bump in the road that can easily hopefully be fixed and we can move past it. And I definitely think, you know, having more conversations with people is definitely a starting point. And definitely, you know, like showing different political groups and different organizations and different people working together and just sitting down and talking is definitely like a great starting point. Mm.
You referenced in the past, it seems that people from different backgrounds had an easier time having conversation. But why do you think it's gotten more difficult, Nick?
I think it's gotten more difficult because I think, and we even talked about this during our conversation, Bettina, but like there's just kind of this whole debate about facts now. And it used to be before, it's like, you know, there used to be just a common consensus of information that we agreed upon. And it's kind of gone to the point where both sides are challenging that common thread of information. I think we kind of see a lot of the debate around that, that it's not like we're not disagreeing anymore on how to solve the problem. We're disagreeing that like the problem even exists to begin with. So I think like that in itself is what's kind of being more challenging in today's society.
Bettina, what about you?
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, if we're like focusing the debate on saying we disagree about statistics and things like that, if you're so busy doing that, you can't really focus on talking about like your ideals and where you see this country going forward in the next 10 or 50 or 100 years. And we're so caught up in those minor details and establishing what an agreed fact that we can't talk about that, which is what we should be talking about.
This is Where We Live. In studio with me, Bettina King-Smith, a sophomore at Trinity College in Hartford, and Nick Engstrom, a freshman at Trinity. Both students participated in the StoryCorps One Small Step initiative. Many public radio listeners know StoryCorps very well. So can you give us kind of the behind the scenes of how both of you were able to sit down and how was the conversation facilitated? I'll start with you, Nick.
Yeah, so it started off with, you know, we filled out those surveys and we showed up and we didn't know each other at all beforehand. And it started off with this conversation that we each had with the lady running the program. And then she brought us up into a room and we sat down and it pretty much just started off as a conversation. There was a little bit of structure, but not that much. And it was really pretty free flowing and natural.
Bettina?
Yeah, it was pretty great. They just brought us to our own library and they had a couple mics set up and said, start off by introducing yourself and then talk about your political beliefs and get to know each other.
When I was doing some background on this initiative, the founder of StoryCorps said that the goal is not just to talk about politics, but as you say, just to get to know each other as human beings. And so when you decided to talk about politics, how did you bring that up, Bettina?
When we talked about politics, we tried to think of it in terms of like what has influenced our political beliefs, what has shaped them, and why we think a certain way. And we also tried to find a lot of common ground as opposed to thinking about places where we just disagree and we're trying to come together rather than split each other apart.
Nick, do you remember some of the common ground that you and Bettina share?
Yeah, I think like our conversation started off where we were just asking each other like, what has shaped your beliefs? Like what in your life has shaped who you are and why you believe the things that you believe? And then I think from there, like we definitely had some common ground with some social issues, but definitely I think the common ground where it's like, you know, facts are facts and they should be treated as facts. And I think like we both had a mutual appreciation for understanding that there's certain information that is certain information and that should be respected and talked about.
Sometimes I think that when we think about politics, often it will center on polarizing figures. Is that something that even came up in your conversation?
Yeah, I think we mostly just talked about like how we view the world and how like we think that the world should kind of continue down a path to like cut out of this political divisiveness. We talked a little bit about some of the extremes, like, you know, Trump and Bernie. But we both kind of came to a conclusion that like we're not the biggest fans of either of them. So I think like just addressing that and seeing that there are moderate politicians out there that have you know, that want to fight for our country and have common beliefs, like they should be the ones that should be elected.
For our listeners who are listening to the conversation now, what advice do you have for them, Bettina, for people that they may have in their life that they have had difficulty having a conversation with because politics gets in the way? What would you tell them how they can navigate that?
Well, firstly, there's the understanding that the reason why people care about politics is because they care about the direction our country is going in, and that's the right thing that we should all be caring about that. And, you know, if we can find at least like one point of common ground, I think that's a great starting place to sort of try and look past the divisiveness and try and ultimately create a compromise, because what we really need is a compromise between our beliefs that will bring us to the right direction.
Nick?
Yeah, I'd say to try to go into a political conversation or just really any conversation with somewhat of an open mind and just, you know, start from the perspective that someone has those beliefs because they care about our country, because they want the country to be the best country it can be. Even though, you know, you might think that that idea isn't what's going to make our country great, but they think it is. So just like knowing that they don't have bad intentions, I think is like a good starting point. And I hopefully that can kind of like lead to a conversation towards that, like we're all in it together.
Was there anything that came up where you disagreed, but you were still able to talk about that disagreement and move on?
I think we talked about our perceptions of the country like as a place where you can pull yourself up by the bootstraps, mm-hmm. and by working hard, you can really accomplish anything that you'd like. And I feel that Nick's perspective was a little bit more optimistic than mine, and we agreed that that was the case and then moved on.
Nick, do you want to add to that?
Yeah, I definitely am a firm believer that, you know, hard work and success will lead to opportunities that are better. And I do definitely have an optimistic viewpoint on American society and on those ideas. And I understand why some people don't, because for some people, it hasn't worked out for them in ways that it should. And I definitely see that. But I still have an optimistic viewpoint on that.
How has this experience changed the way you talk to people in your everyday life, whether it's friends, families, faculty at your college, Bettina?
Yeah, so political topics and debates usually come up around like the dinner table with my friends. And I think this experience has really made me want to emphasize not just like breaking down other people's viewpoints, but perhaps comparing different viewpoints and saying, what are the strengths, what are the weaknesses, and where can we find common ground, and how can we come to an agreement about something?
Nick?
Yeah, I definitely think this conversation opened my eyes to the fact that like we can bridge these political divides, and that, you know, our college should really, we should start to have more political discussions. We should start to allow lots of points of views to be able to discuss. So I'm actually working on a project right now, and we're in the works of creating a political union at Trinity between all the political organizations on campus to try to bring bipartisanship to the campus. I'm currently working on restarting the Young Republicans Club, and then I'm hopefully we'll work with the Young Democrats Club and some of the multicultural organizations, and then the Liberty Club, and hopefully we can all work together, find some common ground, and like do a project that will benefit the campus.
That's an interesting idea, because I remember when I was in college, it's so easy to be siloed with people who share your same beliefs, but mm-hmm. you're talking about a way of bringing all of these different groups together to have conversations.
Definitely, yeah.
Nick Engstrom again, freshman at Trinity College in Hartford, and Bettina King-Smith, a sophomore at Trinity College. Thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.
This is Where We Live. I'm Lucy Nalpathanchil. Today's show produced by senior producer Lydia Brown. Special thanks to technical producer Kion Wolf and WNPR intern Panina Beatty. You can learn more about the show at WNPR.org/where we live. Thanks for listening.